Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 24th day of Iyar Tovshin Pebes. Masechta Shviz, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Tes. Mashelas Isha Lachaverta HaChashuda LaShviz. A woman is allowed to lend to her friend who is suspected about not keeping the laws of Shemitah. For example, she keeps the fruits of Shemitah after the time of beer, after the time where you're meant to take it out of your house, when there's nothing left in the animals for the field, in the field for the animals, and she doesn't do that. She doesn't do beer of their fruits. Nofa, what are you allowed to lend her? You're allowed to lend a nofa, which is a flour sieve, uchvara, that's a grain sieve, verechaim, a hand grinder, a hand mill, the sunor, or a oven for baking, even though these implements, these things are used for preparing food, we assume that she's doing it for things that are mutter and shmita. You can assume that. Avaloi tovar, but she shouldn't actually do the extraction of the grain or fruits from the psoilus to extract the good from the bad. Avaloi titchanemon, or she shall have to actually grind the wheat or the grains with her. Because that's already getting into the guf avera. If there was an avera, then she's actually helping in the guf of the avera. Eishes chover, the wife of a chover, that means a person who keeps to maestros and takes care of tara, he's considered tohor. Now, the wife of such a man, mashalas, is allowed to lend to eishes amaoretz, to a wife of an amaoretz, who is suspected of not taking maestro, and also suspected of not keeping the laws of Tumah properly. And we're talking here about lending all through in any year, not just in Shemitah. Nofa Uchvara, allowed to lend her sieve, a flour sieve or a grain sieve. Some say also it means the hand mill and the oven. And this is permitted because again, we can assume that she's doing it for the right purposes. Uvareres v'techenes u'markedesima. She can do selection, selecting the good from the bad. She can do grinding. U'markedesima. She can do sifting the flour. All this can be done because most Amei Ha'aretz actually take Maisa. There are some who don't. But we can assume for this purpose that they do take Maisa, so we're not worrying about actually being Masayaya, helping a person who's doing an Avera by actually doing the activity. So here, in contrast to the first case of the Mishnah, the wife of the Chover can actually help in the activity of sifting or grinding. But, Aval Bat, Misha Tatil Hamayim, once the wife of the Amoritz has put the water into the dough, into the flour, then she don't help anymore. Don't start rolling the dough. Why? Because once water has been brought in, it's machshir. It renders the dough susceptible to bekabel tuma. And when she starts rolling it, that is when also the chiyuv of challah starts to apply, because challah is taken from a dough. And therefore, if she's the wife of the Amoritz is considered tomei, and she's going to mix this and starts kneading it, so makes the whole dough tomei. But you, the wife of the chover, the Mishnah is saying, do not help her once she started rolling the dough, because you're actively helping to metame the challah later on, when she selects the challah. That challah is assumed to be tomei, because an Amoritz and his wife and all their implements are considered tomei. So once the rolling of the dough starts, and putting the water in, don't get involved. Shein machzikin yedei avera. It is forbidden to help people doing an avera, and therefore one can't do this. V'chulon layomro. And all these leniencies that we said earlier on in this Mishnah, that you're allowed to lend to Namaoritz Kalim and to help them when they're not actually doing the avera, all this is elo mipnei darka shalom, was only done to keep the peace. U'machzikin yedei goyim bashviz. One is allowed to encourage goyim who are doing work in the Shemitah year, avaloide Yisrael, but you cannot to Jewish people. If you see Jewish people doing an Avera and not keeping Shemitah, you're not allowed to say, wish them well, because you're encouraging them to do an Avera. V'sholem b'shloimin kol b'pnei darka shalom. But, and you can greet a goy any time of the year, b'pnei darka shalom, simply again to keep the peace. Always try to greet them nicely. And this is one of those things that are done also for Darkei Shalom to keep the peace. Perek Shishi Mishnah Aleph. Now, the laws of Shemitah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. As it says, Kisavo Yelaretz, when you come to the land, which I'm giving you, then the land has to rest to Shabbos Lashem. And in fact, all mitzvahs which are Tluya Ba'aretz, which are related to the land, apply only to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Our Mishnah is going to tell us now that within Eretz Yisrael, there are different laws depending on which region one is in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, Shalosh Arotzos, there are three different regions in Eretz Yisrael, Lashvi'is, as far as the laws of Shemitah. In each one of them are different. Kol, any place, Shech Ziku Oile Bovel, that the people who came up in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah to build the second Beis HaMikdash, that wave of immigration, the Oile Bovel, any place that they took hold of, Me'eretz Yisrael Ve'ad Keziv, which is namely from Eretz Yisrael, all the land of Israel in the south, right up to the north, up to Keziv, not including Keziv. Keziv wasn't conquered by the Oile Bovel. In those areas, Loi Nechal, what grew in the Shemitah year, cannot be eaten after the time of Biur. That's how the Rabbi Shimshon learns it. Or some say it cannot be eaten unless one keeps the Kedusha of Shemitah. That's how others learn. Or as the Rambam says, well, it cannot be eaten if it grew of its own accord. Svichim, things that grew by themselves. The Chachamim made a gezeirah, you can't eat them. Any grain that grew off by itself, or any legumes that grew up by itself in the Shemitah, you cannot eat. In other words, Kedusha of Shemitah applies there, in the area that Oile Bovel took over. V'loi Navod, nor can the land be worked there in the Shemitah year. In this portion of Eretz Yisrael, no work can be done. Basically, all the laws of Shemitah apply, because it's Eretz Yisrael proper. V'chol Shechziku Oile Mitzrayim, but any part that was only taken over by those who came up in the first Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael under Yehoshua, when they came out of Egypt, namely, Mikziv V'ad Hanor V'ad Amona, from Keziv in the north until the Nar, the river, and until Amona, and there's a lot of conjecture as to what river we're talking about. But this area, Nechol, you can eat, can be eaten, whatever grew in Shemitah is Mutabachil, even after the Zman of Beer. Or, as the Rambam, or as the other Mepharshim learned, one is allowed to eat it without Kedusha of Shemitah. Because the Kedusha Rishonah, that first Kedusha that descended upon Eretz Yisrael when they came out of Egypt and entered Israel, that Kedusha was temporary, not loss of love, not forever. Avalo Nevad. But as far as working the ground, the Chachamim were strict and they said, no, look, we don't want you to work the ground in that area, even though technically it's not the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael proper. Min Hanor Umei Amona V'lifnim, from the river, and again, it's not clear which river this is, and from Amona and further in those areas, Nechol v'Nevad, one is allowed to eat even after the beer time, one is allowed to work the ground of Nevad, even in the Shemitah, there was no gezeirah made there at all, as far as the Issur Shemitah. And again, it's a lot of conjecture as to what exactly area this is. But it's an area in Eretz Yisrael, which is clearly the least likely to be the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael proper for Shemitah.